This is Real Estate Rookie, episode 220. My name is Ashley Kerr, and I'm here with my co-host, Tony Robinson.
And welcome to the Real Estate Rookie podcast, where every week, twice a week, we bring you the inspiration, information, and motivation you need to kickstart your investing journey. And I want to read a review from someone in the Rookie audience. This review comes from Sarah Freis, and Sarah says, absolutely amazing. I highly recommend listening to this podcast for some inspiration and to hear valuable tips on how to get started in real estate investing. So Sarah, we appreciate you. And if you're a listener of the Rookie podcast and you haven't yet left us an honest rating and review, please do. The more reviews we get, the more folks we can reach. The more folks we reach, more folks we can help, which is our goal here at the Rookie podcast. So Ashley Kerr, what is going on? How are things in your world today?
Well, today was the first day of school for my children. My little baby went to kindergarten. It's amazing the difference of your oldest going to kindergarten than your youngest. It's like, the third one, he's off to school. But I drove him to school this morning and then picked him up. And they had a good day.
How far apart are they?
So I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 5-year-old. So little Irish twins.
Kindergarten, first grade, and third grade.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, man, time flies. I was telling Ashley before we started recording that my son started high school a little over a month ago. And me and my wife, Sarah, we were like more emotional than he was. Like after we dropped him off, we literally cried on the couch, like hugging each other because we were so like, obviously happy that he's getting older, but it's also so sad to see your kids get like older in front of your eyes. So it's a weird time as a parent.
Listen, it's not coffee or donuts. It's not campfires or s'mores, not peanut butter or jelly. Great things happen when two good things come together. So why choose between cash flow or appreciation? Rent to Retirement's new construction homes give you both. Rent to Retirement offers newly built homes that attract the best tenants with fewer repairs and outstanding rental markets. That means more monthly cash flow for you and plenty of equity growth in the background. Plus, their creative financing options let you buy investment properties with just 5% down. Not 20%, not 10%, 5% down. Rent to Retirement offers turnkey new construction homes already built, leased, and managed for you. Their investing experts find the best markets that consistently offer double-digit returns and prices as low as $150,000. And they've got more 5-star reviews than any company on BiggerPockets. You invest, Rent to Retirement does the rest. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
Remember when you had to pay to get a lead's phone number? It was like the dark ages. Until Deal Machine made skip tracing a thing of the past. Now, with your Deal Machine plan, you'll get unlimited access to phone numbers and contact information for no extra cost. That's right. Get high quality, reliable information trusted by leading financial institutions, all fully compliant with the federal Do Not Call list. Explore over 150 data points, including age, gender, marital status, occupation, and a ton more. Trust me, this is the data you need for off-market deals. With new filters, people flags, and color-coded phone numbers, lead management just got a ton easier. Ready to step up your investing game? Sign up for a Deal Machine plan today and gain immediate access to this unlimited treasure trove of contact information and phone numbers. Just head to dealmachine.com/BP. Transform your lead generation and deal-making strategies with Deal Machine. Sign up today and start exploring the unlimited possibilities at dealmachine.com/BP.
We know, and you all know, why it's super important that good tenant screening is absolutely critical to your management process. Luckily, Rent Ready, the comprehensive property management software, has a new feature that makes tenant screening a complete breeze. In addition to TransUnion certified tenant screening, Rent Ready now offers proof of income verification. So Rent Ready's automatic tenant proof of income verification ensures an in-depth check of each applicant's financial stability and earnings. With Plaid certified tenant income and asset reports, you can see a potential tenant's income summary and total earnings by month. It's time to say goodbye to that whole gut check tenant screening and feel confident renting out your property with Rent Ready. Now, Rent Ready is included in your pro membership at BiggerPockets. If you're not a pro, they're offering the 6-month plan for only $1. Visit rentready.com. That's rentredi.com and use the code BP Investor. That's BP, like BiggerPockets, Investor for 6 months of Rent Ready for only $1.
So this week's Rookie Reply, we actually pulled from my DMs, Wealth from Rentals on Instagram. You can also send Tony a DM at Tony J. Robinson on Instagram. So today's question is coming from Jerry Rodart. Hello, I've been listening to your podcast for a while, and I finally made the plunge and bought three 750 square foot homes in Houston. I cash out refied my home to buy these. My question is, after I rehab, rent these, and refinance these, who can I get more money, or where can I get more money to buy more properties? Is there a type of loan for investors, or do I need to look for a hard money lender? Tony, what would be your recommendation?
Yeah. So first, Jerry, congratulations on just getting started. There's a lot of folks that listen to this podcast for months, years, and they never pull that trigger. So I think first, you just want to give you credit where credit's due. But to answer your question, right, your question is, how can I get more money to buy more properties? So there's a couple of things here. First is that recognize that once you refinance each one of these properties, hopefully you'll be getting some kind of cash back from those refinances. Because say, we don't know the numbers on this deal, but say you bought each one for, you know, I don't know, $100,000. Now they're worth $200,000. You've got some equity in there that you'll be able to pull out. So you'll hopefully be able to recapture the majority, if not all of what you put into those first three properties, and you can start recycling that capital from there. Secondarily, let's say that you're not getting any cash back. Let's say that you're just refinancing and it's just like a rate and term refinance and you're leaving that capital in the deal. There are still tons of other options when it comes to financing your subsequent real estate deals. So I'll rattle off a couple. First is there's DSCR loans. So these are loans that are based on the, let me take a step back, right? When you apply for a traditional type of loan, they're looking at you as the borrower and saying, like, what is your debt to income ratio? How much income do you bring in? What kind of expenses do you have every month? What's your credit score? And, you know, and they're looking at your credit worthiness as a borrower. When you buy a DSCR loan or a debt service coverage ratio loan, instead of qualifying you per se as the borrower, they're qualifying the property. And they're saying, can the property afford to cover the mortgage payment? Not necessarily will Jerry be able to cover the mortgage payment. And those loans typically are, you know, they have more aggressive terms. You know, it's not going to be like a 30-year fixed in most situations. The interest rates are typically a little bit higher, but it's a tool that a lot of investors use to scale because, you know, it's easier to get approved for those kind of loans. And the last thing I'll say is that, you know, if you already have experience, looks like you have good experience finding good deals and renovating those. Going the hard money route is also an option as well. So that you can, you know, obviously find a property that's beat up, put the money into it with the hard money loan, refinance to get that money back and keep scaling from there. So just a few quick thoughts on my end, Ash. What do you got on your side?
Yeah, I think all of those are great options. And you can also go to the commercial side for your lender too, for a bank. So there's the residential side where you get the nice low interest rate, 30-year fixed rate mortgages, the properties in your personal name. You can put the property into an LLC, and then you can go and use the commercial side of banking where they look more at the property than you. So you'll still need to submit your tax returns, your personal financial statement, and you can go and get a loan through the commercial side. It tends to be usually a higher down payment. So 20 to 25% would be the down payment. So that is still another chunk of cash that you should come up with. So in this scenario, if you are pulling money back out of the properties and you're getting some cash from those refinances, instead of paying that primary residence mortgage off to pay it back, I would take that and I would use it as down payments to purchase more properties using a commercial loan. Or if you're able to get approved on the residential side and just putting those down payments down. So I think that is like a great option. And also if you go to like small local banks, they have so much more flexibility and just options that just tell them what you're trying to do. Don't tell them this is what I'm looking for. Can you do this? And they say yes or no. Tell them I have these three properties. I just went and refinanced them. I want to buy this property. What kind of options do I have? Here's all my financial information and see what they can offer to you and do this to multiple banks. You never know. I had this property where I got it under contract for a cash deal. I had no idea how I was going to pay for it. I was maybe going to use my private money lender. And I happened to be talking to a loan officer and he's like, here you go, 90 day unsecured loan. You can go and purchase this. We'll give you the exact amount that you need to purchase this property. And then once you close on it, come and refinance with us for a long-term loan. And we did that and it was great and it was awesome, but I never ever would have even known if that was an option, if I would have just said, oh, I'm buying this property, I need it 20% down, you know, 30-year fixed rate mortgage to purchase this property. So I think that is like a valuable tool, is asking the right questions and asking questions instead of just commanding or telling or saying, you know, to someone what you want to do. Or what you want from them, let them offer to you what they have available to you.
And Jerry, I think the only other thing that I kind of throw your way is that now that you, I mean, you purchased three houses, right? And in your circle of people, now you have a track record of real estate investing. And there's probably people who are in your network that like the idea of investing, but maybe they don't have the time, ability, or desire to do it themselves. And now you can go to them and be the resident, you know, real estate investing expert in their circle, and you can find a good partner that maybe has the capital to help you fund your next deal. And obviously there's a bunch of different ways you can set up your partnership. And I feel like we've probably done replies on the partnership structures before, so I won't spend too much time on that. But you know, now that you've got this track record of like, hey, I found these three houses, renovated them, rehabbed them, refinanced them, here's what it looks like moving forward. Take that and just start sharing that story with people and see if there's anyone that might have an interest in partnering with you.
If you guys are interested in having your question played for a rookie reply, you can send us a DM. You can leave us a message on the Real Estate Rookie Facebook group if you haven't joined yet, or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 1-888-5-ROOKIE. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's Rookie Reply. I'm Ashley at Wealth From Rentals, and he's Tony at Tony J. Robinson.
The market is changing and finding your way can be tricky. Rates shift, headlines whirl, but your goal hasn't changed. You want financial freedom. And the best investors know it's not about timing the market, it's about time in the market. If you're ready to get into the real estate investing game or take your game to the next level, finding an investor-friendly agent is your next step. With BiggerPockets Agent Finder, you can find the right agent in minutes. Just head to biggerpockets.com/deals, enter a few details about what and where you want to buy, and boom, instantly match with an investor-friendly agent who fits the bill. These local market experts can help you navigate the neighborhoods, analyze the numbers, and take action with confidence once and for all. There's free resources only available at biggerpockets.com/deals. Get an agent, get the deal, and get closer to financial freedom at biggerpockets.com/deals. That's biggerpockets.com/deals to find your investor-friendly agent today.
The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only.
Past performance is not indicative of future results, and all host and participant opinions are their own.
Investment in any asset, real estate included, involves risk. Use your best judgment and consult with qualified advisors before investing. Only risk capital you can afford to lose.
Bigger Pockets LLC disclaims all liability for direct, indirect, consequential, or other damages arising from reliance upon information presented in this podcast.